When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Charlie here.
Jason.
Eric here.
All right.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th of July. Exciting. All right. Let's get straight into it. To Stranger Things. Have you guys been watching the latest season? Season 4, part 2?
I've not watched part 2 yet, but I have watched the first half of season 4.
Okay. I watched a couple episodes too, and it was so good from what I saw. Millie Bobby Brown just stole the show. Like, she's got some acting chops. But here's the thing. I'm not the only one that really liked it. Everyone liked it because the list came out of all the numbers of how TV shows do, and the streaming top 10 chart record was that this was the number one top spot for the weeks of May 23rd to May 30th.
Most shattered records. Shows ever on cable in cable history. As a matter of fact, I don't know what these numbers mean in context, but they're big. So the week of the 30th of June, it tallied 7.2 billion minutes viewed.
Insane. That's insane.
I can't put that in context, but it's just a large number.
And when part two debuted, it broke Netflix. Like, people were having trouble getting it to load. They got 14,000 complaints that it wasn't loading because everybody was watching it.
And that loaded at 3 a.m. Eastern time on the day it came out and midnight Pacific time. And it's still broke Netflix because so many people woke up in the middle of the night or
were still
up,
awake
or right.
whatever. Harvey woke up to watch before he went to the gym or after he got back from the gym. And it actually broke Netflix.
It did.
Which is remarkable.
I felt like a big draw for me to watch it this season, I don't know if you guys feel the same too, is just seeing how much the kids have grown up compared to season one. Like, I saw a lot of the comparisons from this year of just like the before when they were first filming season one to now. It's insane how much they've grown.
It's also funny because, you know, they take sometimes, like, especially through the pandemic, a couple of years to shoot from one season to the next. Mm-hmm. But the show is supposed to take place 1 year after the other.
Yep.
So it's only been like 3 years since the first season.
Oh my god!
It's like, you know, 90210, where it's like, okay, they're still in high school. All right,
right. But that's what you get when you film with kids, right? Yeah. They change very, very quickly, and you just have to leave it to the audience to be like, I get it. They're only a year older, but they look 4 years older. I get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well. So this is the end for Stranger Things. Which
I think there's another season, isn't there?
Is it really? I thought this was.
I thought this was the last one too, Eric. I know we kind of talked about this earlier a little
bit.
I'm
not sure.
Well, you got to be terrified of your Netflix, right? Because they've gone through these ups and downs, and they have lost a tremendous number of subscribers coming out of the pandemic. And you got to think that these kinds of anchor shows are the kind that this is what drives memberships, viewership, obviously. And they've got to be terrified coming out of this that they're going to lose a lot of people who have stuck around for Stranger Things.
It's kind of like the equivalent of HBO's Game of Thrones. Like,
exactly
when Game of Thrones came to an end, HBO was terrified. And I mean, you know, they had other really good shows too, but yeah, same
concept. And since Game of Thrones, you know, now HBO is doing like prequel shows and spinoff shows.
Right.
So will Netflix do that? We can get like Strangest Things and like a show set in the 90s. And
right.
Oh, they could just get decorated forever. Yeah.
All right, next topic here, Gucci. Oh my gosh, I'm dying about this. So Gucci dropped their first complete pet collection. And as you can imagine, the prices for some of these pet things are insane. So there's a poop bag holder, and it's almost $500, $500 leash. There's a $4,000 pet carrier. Of course, all of these are Gucci. But the one thing I do like about this, because the prices aren't great, is that they're crafted from animal-free raw materials that are primarily from sustainable, renewable, and bio-based sources. So they got that right there.
So you can feel good about yourself when you buy a $7,000 dog bed.
It's a little insane.
Eric, you have a dog. I have a dog.
You have a cat.
I walk my dog. You have a cat. You don't walk the cat probably as much on a leash.
Right. But cats like boxes, so they're pretty cheap.
The bane of my existence is the poop bag holder, because you try, you know, for like the first month it'll work, and then one day you go and you pull the bag out and the whole thing crumbles apart in your hands. If this thing actually works for a long period of time and it's simple to get the poop bags out of, it's worth the $460.
No, you're insane.
Because
that's the thing, like, you know, they have these $500 harnesses and stuff. Like a good, like nicer dog harness should be like $25.
Yeah.
At most.
Is just the Gucci logo worth $450 extra?
Of course
some
not.
Some people think it is. But you know, we'll see all this in Beverly Hills. Everyone walking their dogs. Like,
oh my
gosh,
she has a coach leash. Oh.
Coach.
Like, you're a fashionable person and you have a pet. If you had unlimited money, would you do this?
Probably. It's so posh and cute. I mean, if I could get like a little Gucci vest for my cat Pretzel, like he would be so cute.
Oh, that's a good thing you're not rich.
I know. Don't worry, guys. I'm poor. Can't afford it.
So a $900 bowl cover, a $4,000 pet carrier. That actually, I mean, a good pet carrier is worth some money. Not $4,000.
Not $4,000. $100.
But some things make no difference. Like the poop bag holder really makes no difference. You don't even want to spend $2 more on a poop bag holder. But like a pet carrier, you want something better, but it is emblazoned with the Gucci GG on the side.
I feel like that would be such a bad thing to do as well. Like if you're bringing this cat or pet carrier to the vet, like everyone always says, like the vets try to rip you off. They try to say like, oh, they need this extra shot or they need, and they're going to see that like logo and they're going to be like, you know what? Let's get this.
Here comes a sucker.
Right. That's why the guy who owns the BMW drives like a junker up to buy the new car.
Right,
he doesn't want to show that he actually can afford.
And your animal doesn't know the difference at all.
Yeah. Oh, they
don't
no
care.
Idea.
Oh, this doesn't make their life better in any way.
I bet your Pretzel's like, oh, thank God. Finally. She's treating me in the luxury I deserve to be treated in.
He does deserve luxury. Have you guys been keeping up with Radio Shack's Twitter?
I honestly, until this moment, did not know Radio Shack was still a functioning company.
Yeah. I mean, they're all pretty much closed, right?
Yeah.
But they still are very active. They're trying to like rebrand and all this stuff. And by the way, if you ever come to the TMZ offices, our computer situation, cell phone and phone situation, it looks like an old Radio Shack in here. Like, we have these old ass computers and old ass landlines. So we need to upgrade there.
You got like Saved by the Bell cell phones.
Yeah, basically. But so basically, their Radio Shack is trying to be, I don't know. We're in more progressive times, but they're trying to revamp themselves. They've hired this
crypto outlet now. So they're trying to get into cryptocurrency.
It's so weird. But they've hired this like intern to do like controversial tweets. Like that's the intern's main job. And some of these tweets are bizarre. So this person tweeted through Radio Shack's Twitter saying, "Hey, Miley Cyrus, you up?"
As if she follows Radio Shack's Twitter.
I know. She's like, radio who?
As if she knows what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then another one is, "Taking the second half of an edible after feeling nothing from the first half is always a bad idea. This chocolate bar got me out here fighting for my life." I don't know about some of these,
you guys.
They
just want attention. And the nice thing for them is, no matter how offensive or out there these tweets might be, what are you going to cancel Radio Shack?
Right.
They've already
declared bankruptcy twice. Like, what could you do to them?
It's actually, I mean, for what it is, I think they are trying to play off of the GameStop, the meme valuations. You know, they're trying to be like one of those old companies that everybody knows is antiquated.
Wendy's did that for a while. Wendy's Twitter was really good.
Exactly. But Wendy's actually still sells a viable product. I don't know if people go there, but it still sells a product people want. Radio Shack doesn't. GameStop didn't anymore. But you try and get seen by the underbelly of the web, and then maybe people will come and sort of make you into kind of a thing for a moment, right?
Because probably the people they're appealing to with these tweets are people who would buy cryptocurrency and be into that whole thing.
So
they're going for their audience.
But they're a little late to the party.
A little late.
Everybody,
isn't crypto doing terribly right now?
It's getting hammered. Yeah, but it is, I mean, look, it's funny. If they have a shot, they have two choices, right? One is just to close up shop and get rid of their Twitter page and everything else. And the other is to do something like this, to try and get notoriety through whatever means necessary. Yeah. Obviously, the products they sell anymore are just going to be sold. They're going to be undersold on Amazon, quicker delivery, all that other stuff. So you might as well just go for it. And this is their attempt to go for it.
I don't know. Some of these tweets are really, like, bad. One of them, I don't even know if we can say
You
can say whatever you want on a podcast, but it's also not funny, and it's...
Yeah, they're not really funny. They kind of fall flat.
Yeah.
Is this bad for people who are into cryptocurrency, though? Because now the spokesperson for cryptocurrency
is
an obsolete company that's like a forgotten tech.
Yeah, like, very true. But I will say...
Irony, isn't it?
Yeah.
I will say, like, some older companies can kind of make a comeback through, you know, different avenues. I'm not sure that this is it, though.
I do want to read this last tweet, or most of it. He says, I'm the Shaq intern here, right? The Radio Shaq intern here. I want to take a sec to reflect on my post. I know you're expecting me to say, in my wildest dreams, I never thought that tweet would go viral, and to apologize, but I did. Because I know that shit was fire as fuck. So we didn't get hacked, and no, I'm not fired. Buckle up, bitch.
Oh my God.
It is kind of nice seeing any offensive account say, I wasn't hacked.
Right.
Like, yeah. Going up to it, this is what we're doing.
Right. I'm kind of going to go and follow Radio Shack right after this. If I can find my Twitter app anymore.
Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, speaking of some other uncomfortable things, an orangutan put his hands on a woman's breast at a zoo and then was kissing her.
We don't know if it was uncomfortable. We don't know.
She looked uncomfortable.
She looked uncomfortable. I'm sure she was startled, right?
I don't think she gave permission to this orangutan.
Yeah, we're going to have to cancel the orangutan now.
Basically.
Yeah.
So basically, there's this zoo in Bangkok, Thailand, where you can like freely walk around with some orangutans and other animals. And she was taking a photo with this, can I say monkey? Orangutan's not a monkey, right?
No, it's an orangutan.
Sure.
Yeah. With an orangutan. And he was behind her and put his arms around her. But instead of like hugging around her waist, he hugged onto her boobs. And she's like, it's such a hilarious video. Well, but she's like giggling and like uncomfortable. But they got the photo.
And then kisses her.
Yeah. Like,
kisses
her.
But look, I mean, they share 99% of our DNA, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they are sexually aroused, just like it. And clearly this orangutan was aroused by this woman. And he doesn't have sort of the common sense of morality that we humans have. You're not allowed to go and take what you want. And he did.
Are breasts attractive to an orangutan? Like,
I think so.
Like a human? I don't know.
I don't look at an orangutan and think, oh, that's a hot orangutan, though.
Yeah. Do they see humans and think? I mean, I hope you don't.
You've never seen a hot orangutan. No, I think they are. I think I think that breasts are
Beckerman explaining this is hysterical.
No. Look. There's evolutionarily, if an orangutan was not meant, the reason we show our parts off to the opposite sex is evolutionarily we want to mate, we want to reproduce, and that's.
You know, if you
walk out of this.
Yeah,
you're so uncomfortable right now. But if you own this zoo, you know they say monkey see, monkey do.
Right.
Are you looking into the people who work there? Like, where did this pick this
right?
Up from?
Where did they get this from? You have to wonder.
Who created this one sheet here? Where did the orangutan learn this behavior? From whom? You think the orangutan is emulating humans that it sees just running up behind and grabbing each other's breasts?
You don't know.
It's
Bangkok. Have you ever been to Bangkok?
Yeah.
This is not like my trip to Bangkok. This would not even be the weirdest thing I saw.
Not at all.
I stand corrected. People are going to the zoo just to be calmed down a little bit.
Yeah. Right. I saw some things with ping pong balls you don't want to see.
Oh, geez. I know exactly. What you're talking about.
Google it.
Oh, right. My God.
Let's go to the Marvel man right here. We got a little Dave Bautista information here, Eric. What do you
mean? Yeah, Drax from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Very outspoken for women, and he's very against the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Yeah. We got him out, and he's been so outspoken about it. We ask him, you know, what should men be doing? And he says some expletives in there, but every man needs to be louder about the rights of women. He says basically just every guy should step up and speak out for women, like even if it doesn't direct you affect you personally and directly.
How important is it that men that look like you get a lot louder for women?
I don't think it has anything to do with men that look like me. I think every man needs to be louder about the rights of women.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to see more from John Cena or The Rock or?
Well, I can't speak for them, but obviously they're not super outspoken when it comes to things that might make them look bad.
What should men be doing right now?
Speaking out.
Yeah.
Loud.
Well, it kind of does. It does affect men, too, right? Sure. I mean, it takes two to tango in this situation. So it does involve men. I don't want men to think that this is like a woman's fight only. Like, it's everybody. We all should be involved, whether you view something totally different. I'm very pro-choice, and I think that your body, your choice, you know, but he clearly is on that side too. So whatever you think, you should always be supportive, even if you feel like it doesn't involve you, because it does in some kind of way.
And even if it doesn't, you can still be an ally. Like,
absolutely.
That was the whole point of Black Lives Matter and all these things, you know, and Pride Month, like supporting people that need your support.
Yeah. And another thing too, which it kind of gets dicey, but not all women feel the same, right?
Oh,
so
not.
It's saying too, like, we got to be supportive to women, but in what way, you know?
There are a lot of women who are anti-abortion.
There are. Like, I even have a lot of friends on my timeline that were celebrating that day. And as shocking that is to me, you know, I obviously understand that I am a Southern California raised girl. And of course, other females have different views. So be supportive in whatever way that I guess you feel you should be.
So there's one other point that he makes here that I sort of am interested about. He said back in October 2021, talking about women's rights, he said there are very few, and abortion generally, so there are very few things in this world that I'm not open to discussion about. This is one of them. If you disagree, I don't give a fuck. He's basically saying, if you disagree, I don't want to have a discussion with you. You're closed
irrelevant.
Off. You're irrelevant. You're closed off. That kind of thinking has gotten a lot of criticism recently, right?
Yeah.
This idea that I'm not going to engage you because you're so wrong about this issue that it's not worth talking to you about. Maybe that's not the right way to go, right?
It's not, but I think everybody has that line. You know,
right.
I think especially as things have gotten more and more divided the last couple of years, we've all seen the things on social media like, you know, I don't unfriend people over opinions and politics and blah, blah, blah. To an extent, that's true. But if somebody I know is openly racist or homophobic or sexist or any of those things, then we're not friends. Like, we have such opposite views of the world, and there's nothing to discuss at that point. Like,
well, but
at what point can you be like, we disagree to the point that there's no point in us talking?
But so, for abortion, I feel like there's so many other, it's not just like one or the other. Like, I feel like there's things we can work on to somehow meet in the middle. Like, you know, I know a lot of women have a problem with the fact that if you were raped, you have to give birth. Like, maybe there can be exceptions where, like, you know, if this is your situation, you can be exempt and you are allowed and free to get an abortion. So I feel like there's things that you can chip away.
There are some things. I tried having that conversation with somebody once years ago, and I was like, use the rape example as an example. And he goes, well, I ask you, what's the worst crime, rape or murder? Because to him, abortion is baby murder.
Right. That's true.
And that's just, that ends
that's
the conversation.
And it's interesting because if you feel that a child exists at the moment of conception, then how it's conceived would be irrelevant to that, right?
It is.
It's
a
logical inconsistency to say, well, just because it was conceived, it was born this way. We would never say that about a living child, that because of the way it was conceived, it therefore might still deserve to die or whatever. So
don't other laws need to change? If a woman has immediately when she is with child, then at that point, child supports should start. At that point, you should be able to get, you know, certain food stamps.
Prenatal care should be taken care of then. You
absolutely.
Should be paying for doctor's visits. And
then those laws should meet exactly what is being claimed.
Charlie, that's
there.
A profound thought. And it could very well be that there's a lot of laws that do address that in various states, but I've never thought about that before. If a woman is compelled by law to carry a child to term, then the father's obligations to that mother should begin, and the state's obligations to that woman should begin at the point of conception as well. You're absolutely right. Any other way wouldn't make any sense. Boy, happy
All
time.
Right, guys.
Happy
4th
of July.
Yeah,
America.
What do you guys have planned for the holiday break?
Was in Idlewild.
Ooh.
Up in the mountains,
Where were you, Beckerman?
Up to the mountains as well. Friends up in Bear Springs. I don't know if anybody knows where that is.
No idea what that is. Enlighten us.
You made that up.
No, I didn't. Up sort of in the Arrowhead area. Folks have a beautiful house on a nice big plot of land. Went up there with the dogs. Had a great time. Drank a lot. The whole thing.
Love it. I just stayed home, you guys. I didn't go anywhere. I didn't do anything.
You bought some chests of Gucci for your cat.
Yeah.
Right.
You're
right.
Not a fireworks chaser, though, right? You don't drive.
No, I'm very anti-fireworks. I don't want to lecture you guys, but it's very it's very startling to animals and the wildlife.
Well, even humans, because we all get up very early. And you know, like in Los Angeles, the fireworks start about 2 weeks before the 4th.
Yes.
They go to about mid-August.
Yeah. I just feel bad for the wildlife. They don't know, like, oh, it's 4th of July. Let's get out our little flags. Like, right. They just hear the loud banging. Yeah. And, you know, there's times when certain wildlife, like squirrels or butterflies, they get so disoriented that they end up leaving their babies and they can't find their way back to the nest. So
yeah,
I'm
they
very
only knew, like, oh, just give them a couple hours. It'll be over.
Right.
Don't worry about it.